Single motherhood can carry many kinds of grief. Some grief is obvious. A marriage ended. A relationship broke. A father is absent. A dream changed. A home feels different than expected. Other grief is quieter. You may grieve the family picture you hoped for. You may grieve going to school events alone. You may grieve answering hard questions from your children. You may grieve watching other couples at church while you are trying to hold everything together. Loneliness can be part of this grief. Loneliness does not mean you are weak. It does not mean you are failing spiritually. It does not mean you are not grateful for your children. A mother can deeply love her children and still long for adult companionship, shared responsibility, affection, conversation, and support. Psalm 62:8 says, "Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. God does not ask you to pretend. He welcomes the poured out heart." Emotional honesty is not the same as emotional chaos. Honesty says, "Lord, this hurts." Chaos says, "Because this hurts, I must react immediately." In Christ, you can name grief without being ruled by grief. You can name loneliness without letting loneliness drive your decisions. This matters because unnamed grief often comes out sideways. It may come out as anger at your children, panic texting, shopping you cannot afford, overworking, withdrawing from church, or reaching for attention from someone who is not safe or wise. Jesus meets you before those feelings take over. Matthew 5:4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Mourning is not shameful." Mourning is one way the heart tells the truth before God. This week, you are invited to name what hurts, what feels lonely, what feels unfinished, and what still needs hope. You do not have to tell everyone your story. You do not have to explain yourself to people who judge too quickly, but you can bring your real heart to Christ. Reflection question: what grief or loneliness have I been carrying quietly? Gentle next step: write one honest sentence to God, beginning with, "Lord, today I feel..."